Right, so we have a new moon, which of course is the sequel in the Twilight Saga. And in case you don't already know, because I'm sure you probably already do, it stars Kirsten Stewart and Robert Pattinson. I was really nervous going to see this film because I wasn't. Oh, this is gonna be blasphemy when I say this now. I wasn't an overly big fan of the first film. Da, da, da. I love the stories, I love the books, I love the whole Bella and Edward thing, but I do like it when it gets going a bit, which is what New Moon's all about, and when it changes, because at first it's like the infatuation, and it is a bit much, and it is a bit like, please pass me the bucket. And they went a bit far in the first film. The characters went really emo, and it went a bit. Oh, I didn't like the intensity in the first film, because even though it is intense in the book, the book has the comedy to sort of take that away. But anyway, this isn't a review for Twilight, this is a review for New Moon. I absolutely loved it. I was so pleased. All my fears, believe it or not, all my fears were completely quashed when I saw the title of the film, when it showed up on the screen, because they were very clever with it. And I thought, if Chris Wise can be clever with their title, he's going to be clever with their film. And he really was. It's some great directing from Chris. I thought he was brilliant in it. I thought the editing was fantastic, because it's quite a big book, and they managed to fit nearly almost all of it in. So I was very impressed. The editing, especially because there's quite a lot of time passes in the book, and it's quite comical how she does it in the book. And I'm not going to ruin it for those of you who haven't read it. But it, she does skip months at a time in the book, and I wasn't sure how they were going to do it in the film, but it's done very well. The editing is top notch, and I absolutely love it. The montages of time passing is brilliant, and it adds a good quick pace in the film. Robert is so much better in this film. He's not as white neither, which is quite relieving, because he looked gravely ill in the last film. And yes, I know he's supposed to be a vampire, but I don't think he should be that white. And yeah, he's brilliant in this. He's really matured in this film as well. He seemed a lot at ease with his character. He seemed a lot at ease just walking around and being Edward, quite frankly. Because let's face it, he is a sexist vampire. So, and he actually does it in this film, which I was really thankful of. Kirsten as well is great in this. Bella isn't as emo, thankfully. Even though she does have to put up with the fact that Edward leaves her, she has a bounce in her, but she also gets her sarcasm and her comedy back, which I'm really pleased about, because that's the Bella that you see in the book. So it was nice to have the comedy coming out. There are quite a few bits where you'll have a bit of a giggle. Even though the character's still awkward, which is always what she's supposed to be, she has come out of her shell a bit, especially when the lovely Jacob turns up and sort of saves the day. All in all, completely impressed. There is a bit of telling rather than showing, which annoys me a bit, which could have been cut out and edited a bit better. But given what they had to work with, they've done really, really well. I absolutely loved it. I think I loved it more because it's so much better than the first film, in my opinion. And as someone who loves the books, I was so relieved that they'd done a really good job. And I think the boys will like this one a lot more. Obviously, we've got the werewolves in, which is fun. The special effects for those are absolutely amazing. They're brilliant. I wasn't sure how they were going to pull it off, really, but they are. They're really well done, and there's a lot more action than there is in the book. But it's obvious to see why they've put it in, and it does give it a bit of juice. And it's great. It is quite long. It's over 2 hours. But then I think most films are these days anyway. But as I said, they did pack quite a lot of the book in, so I was very, very impressed. Definitely going to give this a 5 out of 5. Absolutely loved it. Would urge people who weren't sure about Twilight, or who sort of liked it but didn't think it was great, I would strongly urge you to go and see New Moon. I promise you, you will love the saga for it, and you will have a much better idea of where the books are going. And please just go and see it. It's great.